This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Ekev. The parasha begins, V'haya Ekev Tishma'un. Rashi says, what does it mean, Ekev? These are the mitzvos.
Answer it! Not outside. Answer it!
Please.
New guy.
We'll start again. Okay, Parshas Ekev.
Shh. No. What do you mean?
V'haya Ekev Tishma'un. What does the word Ekev mean? Rashi says Ekev refers to those mitzvahs that people trample on with their heels. Very interesting. The Targum learns differently. Targum says, V'he Chalaf. What's Chalaf? Reward. This is the reward if you listen to the mitzvahs. You keep them, you perform them, God will do His end, He'll bless you, you'll have children, you'll have produce. Okay, very interesting. In other words, Parshas Ekev begins, this is the reward for doing mitzvahs. Reward?
Chalaf means instead.
Reward.
Reward.
Right, instead.
Chalaf.
It's the
exchange.
Recompense.
Exchange.
Yeah, the exchange. You do the mitzvahs, God gives you reward. That's how you say reward in Aramaic.
That's how he touches Ekev.
Yeah. Very interesting. What do you mean reward? The Gemara tells us in numerous places, Schara, Behayama, Leka. There is no reward. So there's no reward? What does it mean? Behaya Ekev Tishman. This is the reward for the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us, Schara, Behayama, Leka. And it's especially puzzling considering that the very last pasuk in Va'eschanan ends off, Vishamarta es ha-mitzvah. Yes, achukim. Yes, hamishpatim. Asher onoichim etzavacha hayoyim laasoysam. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin hayoyim laasoysam. Today we keep the mitzvahs. Ulamachar and tomorrow laolam haba lital scharam. Tomorrow we get the reward. In other words, there is no reward in this world. So the very last words of Eschanan are hayoyim laasoysam. Which means, when do you get reward? Machar lekavetzkara, and Parshas Ekev begins. V'haya Ekev Sishman. Here's the reward. We just said last week what people who have temporary amnesia, they already forgot from last week. We just said there's no reward. We just said hayoyim la'asoytzam, and then the next words are v'haya. You could not possibly have had a more open stira in such close proximity. The last words are hayoyim la'asoytzam, and the next words are v'haya Ekev Tishman.
But the Torah does, in several places, define rewards in this world. For example, Yomecha by Kibbut Av Ein and by Shiluach HaKan, and also
those are special mitzvahs. But in general,
that if you observe the mitzvahs, you get the rain to eat on.
But okay, there I understand people forgot from three parashas before four parashas. But the words are Hayoyim La'asoysam, and the next words are V'haya Ekev Tishman. I mean, how do these words fit together? So the Chida says the following. Chida says that why does Hashem not reward a person in this world? Why? Because we'd get gypped off. Because a mitzvah is the Dvar Hashem. A mitzvah is eternal. What's Hashem going to give us? For an eternal mitzvah, He's going to give us money? That's not fair. So we're going to get chipped off. He's going to give us honor? There's nothing that God could give us that could possibly repay for a mitzvah. And therefore, there is no reward in this world. The true reward, you have to wait for the world to come. However, says the Chida, what a person puts into the mitzvah, the simcha, the joy that a person has when he does the mitzvah, for that there is reward in this world. Because that's something the human being is putting into the mitzvah. Now the Gemara tells us in Masechta Megillah, Ein Vayehi Ela Lashon Tsar. Whenever it says Vayehi, it's a Lashon Tsar. Vayehi Bimei Achashverosh. Vayehi Bimei Shvayet HaShoftim. Vayehi is Lashon Tsar. But V'haya is Lashon of Simcha. Says the Chida, Hayoyim La'asoysam. Today, you act. When do you get reward? The world to come. Schara b'hayam aleka. There's no reward in this world. But v'haya,
you do it
When you do the mitzvah besimcha, then ekev tishmah. Then you're rewarded in this world.
May I ask something? Mr. Barish asked the question, what's the meaning of the word reward?
Reward is...
Reward consistent.
What is the reward?
What is the reward?
Where? Here or in the Mabah?
Let's start with
wherever.
Here.
Why does it consist of?
Well, any benefit that is good for you is reward.
The reward that they're talking about is the reward for doing the mitzvah b'simcha?
Yes.
Or for doing the mitzvah?
Doing the mitzvah b'simcha.
So it's the simcha that gets the reward.
Tehaya, if you do the mitzvah b'simcha, now you have to do the mitzvah b'simcha, right? If you play baseball b'simcha, you don't get any reward in this world. Tehaya is when you do the mitzvah b'simcha, then ekev tishma'an. Okay. Now we're going to analyze a stira, but this stira not only is a two-part stira, it's a three-part stira. Look in Parshas Ekev, Parak Ches, Pasuk Vav. Parak Ches, Pasuk Vav. Vishamarta es mitzvahs Hashem lekecha. You should guard the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. Lalech es bidrachav. To walk in His ways. What does it mean to walk in the ways of God? In one word.
Mitzvahs.
No. That's three words. One word.
Chesed.
Obey.
Chesed. Walk in the ways of God. Mr. Nathan had his Wheaties this morning.
Someone else said it before.
David Callis had his Wheaties this morning.
Two more.
Or Rice Krispies. He had chesed. Lala, to walk in the ways of God are to follow His attributes. Mahu rachum, afatarachum. Mahu chanun, afatachum. So chesed means... The definition of the laleches bedrachav is chesed. Uli yira isai, and to fear Him. Which comes first? Which comes first? Yeah. Chesed or yira?
Yira.
In the pasuk.
Look at the pasuk.
Laleches bedrachav uli yira isai. To walk in His ways, chesed, and to fear Him. First comes chesed, and then comes yira shamayim. Okay. Now look a little later in the parasha. In Dvarim Yud Beis. No, it's wrong. They got a mistake over here. It should be a little bit further. It should be Yud Aleph. No, Yud Beis. Excuse me. Page 990. V'yatel Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael. Ma Hashem lekecha shayo me'imach. What does God ask of you? Ki im liyira, to fear God. As Hashem lekecha. Laleches b'chol derachav. Uli ahava oisai. First comes Yira Shemayim. Then comes Laleches b'chol derachav. What does it mean Laleches b'chol derachav? Chesed. Then comes Uli Ahava Isai. Ahava Hashem. Yira, Chesed, Ahava. Yira, Chesed, Ahava. Wait a second. I thought Chesed comes before Yira. We just said in the beginning of the parasha, Chesed, Yira. Now we're saying Yira, Chesed, Ahava. Now go to the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha, it says, Yud Aleph Chaf Beis, says like this. Look on page 996. Ki im shamar tishmarun es kol ha-mitzvah hazois asher anoichi mitzavah eschem la-asoisa le-ahava as-hashem le-keichem ahava la-leches b'chol derachav chesed u-le-davkava. Anybody know what is ahava as-hashem and what is devekos? What does it mean? Avas Hashem means you love Hashem, but it doesn't mean He's on your mind the whole day. Occasionally, you have certain feelings of love toward God. Devekus means when that feeling of Avas Hashem in your heart is unceasing. It's always. You cling to it. Okay? So there are three madrigos of serving God. The lowest level is Yira Shamayim, fear of God. Higher level, Avas Hashem, love of God. Highest level, Devekus, where your mind is constantly preoccupied with the love of God. And that totem pole, Yira, Ahava, Devekus, we have a major contradiction in Parshas Ekev. What is the role of Chesed? Is Chesed, like we say in the beginning of the Parsha, before Yira Shemayim, it brings you to Yira Shemayim? Is Chesed, what we say in the middle of the Parsha, the bridge between Yira Shemayim and Ahava Hashem? Ur is chesed, what we see at the end of the parasha, the bridge between Avas Hashem and the Vekos. This is a question that the Chafetz Chaim deals with in the Sefer.
Avas Chesed.
Sure it does.
It just says Lahava Liyura Lahava Isaladafka.
No, it says Liava, Lalachas Vachodrachav, Uladrafkabai. Says the Chafetz Chaim, he writes in a footnote in the Sefer Avas Chesed, he says, Va'agav, Avoyer, Shloisha, Psukim, Sheish Binyan Ze. Agav Orcha, I'm going to explain three psukim in this Baptist Inyan, Shetzrichim Havana, that require elucidation. Hinei b'tchilas parasha seikav, in the beginning of the parasha it says, b'shamartes mitzvos Hashem lekach alachas v'drachu v'ulayirais. Keep the mitzvahs, do chesed, fear God. Hinei kasov halicha b'drachav kaidim yir. It says, halicha b'drachav, it says chesed before yir. Uv'chamishi, chamishi in the parasha, ksiv, b'yata Yisrael, ma Hashem lekach ha-shayel me'imach, what does God ask of you? Kiyim liyira? Lalechas b'chol drachav, uliyav oisav. Shinsa ha-tara lichtav halicha b'drachav achar yira v'koydim ahava. The Torah changes, and it writes chesed between yira and ahava. Uv'shvi iksiv, ki imshar matishmas komitzus hazois, ahava halicha b'drachav uladavkabai. Harei d'kasva halicha b'drachav achar ahava v'koydim advekas. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'nira sheyesh shalosh madregos ba'avodas Hashem." There are three levels: Echad Yira, Ulamalamiza Ava, Ulamalamiza Dveikos. What's the difference between Ava and Dveikos? Hachilik bein Ava and Dveikos. Ava nikra afilu kishem mesar b'libay Avas Hashem lefrakim. Ava means you, right? When you love somebody, doesn't mean you're constantly thinking about them all day long. You're thinking about them. You need to see a psychologist, right? A normal person, they love someone, occasionally they have feelings of love. That doesn't mean 24 hours a day, they're always, their mind is preoccupied with them. Right? What's dveikos, mikri? Im ha'ava tekua b'libay tamid. If the ava is implanted in your heart, v'yidezeh nidvak navshe l'Hashem, and through that you cling to Hashem, ken kas ramban. Okay. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what role does chesed play in the schedule of an Oved Hashem? In other words, who has to do chesed? One may think, definitely someone on a very low madriga. So what is he doing all day? He ain't doing anything. He's lounging around. He doesn't even fear God. So you know what we tell him? Do chesed. Help out your friend. And don't help him out because you feel bad for him. This is a very important idea. And that is, most people do chesed because they're nice. I'm going to give the guy a lift. I want to be nice. I'm going to pass the orange juice because I want to be nice. Guess what? That ain't chesed. That's being nice. That's not chesed. That's not laleches b'drachav. You're not emulating the ways of God. No, you're not. It's almost a shell without a soul. We don't help people to be nice. You know why we help people? We want to be like Hashem. When a person does chesed, he's supposed to think, I am emulating the ways of Hashem. Not I want to be a nice guy. I want to be a good sport. I want people to like me. That's not chesed. Chesed is to emulate the ways of Hashem.
But if you think when you do the chesed, I'm doing this because Hashem told me to do it?
That's better. But it's still not chesed. Chesed is to emulate the ways of Hashem. Not only that, chesed is to emulate.
So what kind of feeling are you supposed to have?
Chesed is not you see an ani and you feel bad for him. That's not chesed either. You don't help someone out because you feel bad. You help someone out also because you feel bad for them. The primary motivation of chesed is to emulate the ways of Hashem. Very important.
How do you verbalize emulating?
Like this.
What are you supposed to feel
like this?
About?
Like this. You see somebody, he doesn't have food. I am giving that person food because I want to be like Hashem. Hashem gave me food today. Hashem gave my family food today. Hashem gives the whole world food. So I want to be like Hashem and give this person food. Not because I feel bad for him. Hashem doesn't give us food because he feels bad for us. Hashem gives us food because that's the definition, that's the midas tov of Hashem. By the way, this is not just This is a fundamental concept in Judaism. This is a fundamental concept in Judaism. We don't help. We help. Yeah, we should feel bad for them and we should want to be nice. But the primary thought of chesed is to emulate the ways of Hashem.
Isn't chesed a desire to get recognition from fellow men? No. Rather than observing Hashem, it's basically a recognition that everyone else should be to think good of you. Everyone else should be.
No, that's not it.
I was going to say that most people
emulate Hashem.
I don't think it's a matter of madrega. It's a matter of education. The concept of chesed. Look what the Torah calls chesed. The Torah doesn't call it chesed. The Torah calls it la leches b'chol derachav, to walk in the ways of God. Now, part of that is if you say I want to have compassion because God has compassion. Okay, but just to give someone something because you feel bad for him, you know what? It breaks my heart. That's good. It should break your heart. But you should also think, primarily think, when your wife asks you to help her out, you should think you're helping her to emulate the ways of Hashem. That's what chesed is. Okay? And that's, by the way, that is a fundamental concept. That is a fundamental concept. But who should do it? Who should be doing chesed? Who should be doing chesed? Is it someone who's not yet on the madrega of Yir HaShamayim?
Yeah.
Yes, he should do chesed. You know what it will do? It will get him on the madrega of Yir HaShamayim. How? What do you mean? See, if chesed is, I want to be a nice guy, you could help people your entire life. You'll never get Yir HaShamayim from helping them. You know why? Because you're just helping them to be nice or to feel bad for them. If you're doing chesed, what chesed is? What's chesed? I want to help you. Because, you know why I want to give you clothing? Because when I woke up this morning, I opened up my drawer, I had a pair of socks, and I had a shirt, and I had a jacket. Who gave it to me? Hashem. So I want to be like Hashem, and I want to give you a pair of socks. I was able to marry off my daughter. So I want to help you marry off your daughter. Why? Because I want to be like God. God helped me marry off my children. God helped me. Why do we bury Mesim? Because they're going to lie around in disgrace? No, that's not why. Because God buried Moshe Rabbeinu. God buried Adam HaRishon. That's why we do it. Why do we go to a wedding? Look at Rashi Masechta Ksubas. Because God married off Adam. When a person goes to a chasana, guess what your main thoughts should be? Not what they are. What they should be. What they should be is you're here to emulate the ways of Hashem. God married off Adam. That's what Rashi says. Okay? It's a very important thing to understand. Listen to this. So that is how chesed brings to Yir HaShamayim. Because if I'm helping you out because I want to emulate my Creator, that means I'm always cognizant of the existence of my Creator. So of course it's going to bring me to Yir HaShamayim. I'm going to always be thinking about Hashem. But what about a guy who's already a Yarei Shamayim? He's already God-fearing. So you would think, now he's going to waste his time helping people change their tires, helping people, with their homework, helping people with something they need. Maybe he should just sit in his Dalet Amos.
How did he get to Yira without first?
He got there, but once he's there, maybe he doesn't need it anymore. Says the Torah.
And that's not Yira.
No, it is Yira. He has
no,
true
you
Yira.
You can't have Yira without Chesed.
Who says?
Because Chesed, you want to emulate the ways of Hashem. How could you have Yira without wanting to emulate the ways of Hashem?
I fear Hashem. What does fear mean? Fear means a constant awareness of Hashem's presence.
Can you have one without the other?
So says the Torah, not only in the beginning of the parasha, Leleches Bedrachav, Uli Yeroi, not only does Chesed bring to Yir HaShamayim, but don't think that once you have Yir HaShamayim, now all of a sudden you're exempt from Chesed. No. You want to get to the next level. You want to get to Avas Hashem. It's Liyira, Ma'avata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekech Shoyo Me'imach, Kiyim Liyira. Okay, now you're there. How do you get to Ava? Chesed, uli ahava. Not only will chesed get you to first base, but now you want to get to second base. You still need chesed. But what if somebody is already in Oyev Hashem? What if he's already on this high madrig of Avas Hashem? You would think he's such a big tzaddik. Maybe he doesn't need chesed anymore. Says the end of the parsha. Li'avas Hashem alaykecha. Ula Dafka Bai. You're already at second base. Now you want to come home. Now you want to get to... There's no third base in this. Now you want to come home. How do you come home? How do you get to Devekos from Ava Chesed? In other words, what role does Chesed have in the realm, in the world of an Oved Hashem? It has every role. To get to first base, to get to second base, to get to any madriga in Avodas Hashem, it needs to be accompanied by Chesed. But again, Chesed does not mean helping people. Chesed means helping people to emulate the ways of Hashem.
Yeah, but Rabbi, here's the thing, though. I mean, do you have the concept of kabiyacho?
Yeah.
Of Hashem having feelings, anger, whatever, anger at the people. Kabiyacho, whatever that means. But you have the concept. So if we're helping someone...
You want to know if your chicken is burnt, should you get angry at your wife? You want to emulate Hashem?
I'm just saying, if we're helping someone because we have the feeling of wanting to help the person because whatever it is, because we feel sorry for him, I mean, we have these feelings. Aren't these feelings in a way that's sort of like an emulation of Hashem in the sense that, to some extent, in the sense that he does catch it because he has these feelings and we do it because we have it. So aren't we emulating him by our feelings by doing chesed?
Yeah, but only if you think that you need to be aware that I want to help you and I have rachmanis on you to emulate the ways of Hashem. But if somebody instinctively has rachmanis and he therefore helps, God will reward him, but he's not fulfilling the Torah's concept of chesed.
Is this like doing something perfunctory or doing it with a spiritual sense? So when we think of emulating Hashem, we think of it as a command. We can think of it as a mitzvah, as a command. So therefore, we are fulfilling this as a command rather than doing this stump. So it would be a higher level.
I would venture to say that this is more than just mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But I mean like this. If someone takes a lulav, but he doesn't think he's being mekayim the mitzvah, so he's doing the maisa without the kavana. If someone helps his friend without thinking that he's trying to emulate Hashem, it's even more than just an action without the kavana. Because if the definition of chesed is emulating Hashem, and a person's just doing it to be a nice guy, so it's almost like he's like misasik. He's not cognizant of what he's doing.
But that's the question. Does he really have to be cognizant of what he's doing to emulate Hashem? Because if he has these feelings that Hashem has, no, but you know, it's hard to say what feelings Hashem has. He must have something. So if he has these feelings that Hashem has, without maybe being cognizant of emulating Hashem, isn't he still emulating Hashem by these people?
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of what I mean.
By Hashem, it's not...
If someone...
It's his ass.
Who excelled in the Midah of Chesed more than anybody else?
Avram
Avinu. Question for you. Avram Avinu, it was the third day of his Mila, and he felt bad that he couldn't give food to Archim. I have a question for you. What do you mean? If there are guests there who are starving, I understand Avraham Avinu would see hungry people and he should want to give to them because he feels bad. But there are no guests, so what does he feel bad for? He feels bad, what's his netzar? Right? There are no people to give to. I mean, he couldn't. He should be happy he couldn't. Baruch Hashem, nobody needs his help. If someone just does chesed because they feel bad for someone in need, so Avraham Avinu should be happy. Thank God, no one's in need. The answer is Avraham Avinu was not doing things because he was a nice guy, because he felt bad for people. That was not on his agenda. You know why Avraham Avinu did chesed? Because he wanted to emulate the ways of Hashem. Now, what does this mean? Now, listen very carefully. Why did Hashem create the world? Olam chesed yibaneh. He wanted to do chesed. What do you mean want to do chesed? But if nobody's here, there's no one to do chesed to. He felt bad for someone. No, Hashem is the greatest Baal chesed, and in order to give chesed, he had to create a world to do chesed to them. In other words, the cart came before the horse. It's not that Hashem saw us in need and he therefore gave to us. He created us in order to give. That's what chesed is. Avraham Avinu wanted to emulate the ways of Hashem, not to help people because they needed. He wanted to help people because he wanted to emulate Hashem. Okay, let us move on. Once we're on this idea, the Sefer Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah points out that there are various levels of lavin in the Torah. What does this mean? Obviously, we know if somebody eats chaylev, what's the punishment?
Malchus. Kares.
Someone drinks dam, kares. What about if somebody wears shatness? What do we do?
Malchus.
Not kares, but you get malchus. Why do you get malchus? It's a lav sheyesh by masa. But there is another entire category of what we call lav shein by mice. It's a lav in the Torah, but you don't have to do anything to violate it. You could violate it merely in your thoughts. And we're going to give a number of examples that are actually in this week's parsha. Look in Ois Chafav on the other side of your sheet. Hamadrega haravias lav shein by mice. The fourth level is a lav that does not connect to an act. V'ra'inu rabim imnei adam shachachu rabis mehin. Says Rabbi Yonah, there are many people. They're, of course, they don't wear shatness, they don't eat treif, but they've forgotten a very large percent of the Torah. V'yesh asher yadu, there are those who know these. V'einam nishar mehin, but they're not careful. Nesha einam tulayis b'masa, because they're not dependent on action. Ki ho averos hatulayis b'masa, because averos that depend on act, k'may achilas hachilev. Right? Most of us could say pretty sure that the people sitting next to us in shul, they're not eating chelev. They're not drinking dam. They're not eating McDonald's vachefa. And they're not so easily going to stumble on these things as they would when it comes to averos that depend on thought. Uvalashon. Or with speech. Uvesheves menames. Okay. Avera number one. Okay, this week's parsha. Perek Ches. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Ches.
No.
Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hishamer Lecha Pen Tishkaches Hashem. Be careful, don't forget Hashem. Which lav is that? There's a lav in the Torah. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to forget Hashem.
Well, we just said that you have to emulate Hashem and think about Him every second. So if you're forgetting Him, it's a lot.
No, we said that you have to emulate the actions of God, the ma'asim of God.
Thinking about everything you're doing 24/7.
Yeah, everybody say, please put your phones on vibrate. If the phone is not on vibrate, it has to be out of the room. Please.
John. Oh, John. You hear what the rabbi said?
He overrules him.
Please, phone needs to be on vibrate. Okay. Minazorois, very interesting. Very interesting. One of the lavin that we find in this week's parsha, Yishar melecha pen tishkach as Hashem lekecha. Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal. Now, how do we know this is alive? It doesn't say why. It says Kol Makom Shenemar Hishamer Pen Ve'al Hareze Loisase. This is alive. Husharnu Bazeh Lizkar Es Hashem Yisparach B'Chaleis. We are warned to think about Hashem at all times. Now, what does this mean? What are you supposed to do? What does this mitzvah entail? Think about Hashem. Very interesting. B'chayiv ha'adam l'hishtadel l'iknois l'navshoi tamid ha'hanhagois ha'machuyavois min ha'zachira. A person has to try to acquire those practices that are the natural offshoot of this endeavor. For example, k'moy ha'yira. In other words, if a person's mind was occupied with thoughts of Hashem, that would produce certain modes of behavior. For example, yira. Tznios. Snias. Now, this is not talking about to women only. To men also. No. How do you dress at home? In the privacy of your home? In the tznius. Where does it say in the Torah you have to be at tznuah? Because if the Torah says, don't forget about Hashem, that means even bechadre chadarim, your mind should be occupied with Hashem. Kishud machshavos. Proper thoughts. Where does it say you have to think proper thoughts? Well, a person is thinking about the Ribbono Shel'olam, then his thoughts will be different. Tachsis hamidos, beautifying his midos. Where does it say that in the Torah? Right here, Parshas Ekev. If there's a lav in the Torah, don't forget about Hashem. Thinking about Hashem should produce these types of behavior. Yira, tznios, proper thoughts, proper midas. Ki zera hakodesh, because the holy descendants, that's us, yasigo, they will achieve kal hanhaga nava v'hama'atira, every pleasant and glorified practice be'alem izchiras Hashem yisbarach, v'hama'atira b'aleh, and every type of behavior that crowns its owner by thinking about Hashem. That, this is what it means in Yeshaya. Bashem yitztiku, through Hashem. What does it mean through Hashem? Through thinking about Hashem, we will become righteous. Because hallelujah, kolzara Yisrael, and all of Klai Yisrael will be uplifted. Okay, another very interesting lav that maybe many have not are not familiar with. Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet and Hey. We have over here, do not say that when Hashem pushes them away from before you, in other words, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and God is throwing out the enemy, don't say, you know why God's throwing out the Canaanim? It's because of me, because of my righteousness, and because of their rishos, over rishos hagoyim ayil Hashem arisha mipanecha, and because of the wickedness of the goyim. No! It's not because of your righteousness. It's because of their wickedness and because of the promise that God promised Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Now, if I was reading this pasuk, I would say this is not a lav in the Torah. This is a limited command that when you're going into Eretz Yisrael, don't say it's because of your righteousness and their wickedness, but rather what should you say? It's because of their wickedness and God had to fulfill His promise. Rabbeinu Yonah sees in this something more than that. And that is, whenever someone is successful in life, in whatever it may be, financially, spiritually, in their families, whatever it may be, do not say, you know why I'm making a lot of money? Because I'm the first one in shul for shacharis in the morning. Because I learn more than anybody else. Because I never speak lashon hara. Because I go to more shiurim. You shouldn't say that. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Not you shouldn't. It's a lav in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah to attribute any success to your own actions. Rather, what should you say? It's a chesed of Hashem. Someone said, why were you zeichet to that? Don't say, no, I was zeichet to that. Because you should have seen the way I daven the last 50 years. No. Why? It's a chesed of Hashem. It's God's kindness. Look in Chavtes. Al toimar belvavcha. Don't say in your heart, the hadoif Hashem lekecha oisam lefanecha leimah v'tzikazi aviyana Hashem lesh lezaretz azoiz. Loi bitzid kasav yoshe levavcha, says Rabbeinu Yen, who is harnu b'zeh, we are warned. Shaloi nedame ben afshenu, do not imagine in your minds, hatzlachasenu, that our success is because of bitzid kasenu v'yoshe levavenu, because of our righteousness. Aval namin v'neda im levavenu, we should believe and know. Ki hatzlachasenu mechesed ha'el yoin v'rav tuva. You know why we're successful? God's kind to us, that's all. And it's because of His abundant goodness. Like what Yaakov Avinu says, Katainti mikal achasadim. Because of all the kindness God has done to me, I'm so small, it's so undeserving. A person should never say he deserves what Hashem has given him. Lamed Aleph, take a look. This is Zayin, this week's parsha again. Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. Beginning of the parsha. Right? Kisoy marbel vacha. You can say in your heart, Rabim Hagoy Pa'ila Mimeni. These Goyim, they're so big, they're so many. 70 nations surrounding us. Loy Uchal Laharisham. Right? I won't be able to conquer them. Eichel Uchal Hashem. No. Loy Sira Mehem. Don't be afraid. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a lav in the Torah, that when a person is faced with danger, they shouldn't be afraid.
You should be afraid.
Should not be afraid. Look in Lamed up. Ki toimar belvavcha rabim hagoyim ha'ela mimeni eicha uchal ha'rishom. You're going to say in your heart, these guys are too numerous for me. How can I conquer them? Lo sira mehem. Don't be afraid. So what do you mean, don't be afraid? How are you not supposed to be afraid? They're scary. I'm standing on my horse and they have 5,000 tanks. So we have a little bit later on in Sefer Devarim, in Parak Chaf, Pasuk Aleph, Chav Pasuk Aleph, Parshas Shoftim, Kiseitze La Mochama Alayvech Ra'isa Sus Loi Sira Mehem. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kiseitze La Mochama Alayvech Ra'isa Sus Rechav Amrav Loi Sira Mehem, Husharnu Bazeh. Shem yireh ha'adam ki tzara krova. A person sees an impending tzara. Tia Yeshua's Hashem bovavai. Person should have the salvation of God in his heart v'yiftach aleha and trust that it could happen. Ke'inyan shenemar ach karoiv li'reyav yishai. God's salvation is close to those who fear him. V'chein kasav mi atfa tiri yimei enoshim. Why are you afraid of a man? In other words, there's a lav. The Torah is saying that a person should have bitachon in Hashem. A person should not be overwhelmed in fear. That's the lav. It's not a one-time pasuk. This is Ladoiras. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's one of the Lavin and the Torah. Abaisai, have a wonderful Shabbat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.